Keep your grubby little fingers off that dial and prepare to hear the unforheard. It's time for the Mind's Ear with Ernestus Jiminy Chald on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3 FM.
Joining us. I'm Stone Phillips.
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 Stone Phillips.
I'm 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 Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips.
I'm 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 Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips.
I'm 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 Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips.
I'm 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 Stone Phillips.
I'm
Stone Phillips.
The best man raised his glass and said, "This wedding feels more like a funeral." He had no idea how right he would be. At the time, no one did. In this case, love was indeed blind. It would also be deadly. Prosecutors are asking for the death penalty in that case. She has pleaded not guilty.
Was there some pleasure in the cutting open of the animal? Sense of power, sense of control? Did you ever tell yourself, "I have to stop this. I must stop doing this"? When it was going on, did you ever consider talking to your parents, to your dad, about homosexuality? Your dad has wondered about all kinds of things, from the medication that your mom was on during her pregnancy, to the fact that you were exposed to violent arguments in the home from an early age and continuing, to the possibility that he might have passed on some genetic propensity for obsession or violent behavior. Does any of that ring true to you? We all think about victims' parents, but we don't often think about the parents whose child committed crimes like this. What's it been like for you? The question is, why does a father murder in his dreams and a son murder in real life? Real life. In mentioning these things and writing about them in your book, you seem to believe that you may have passed on some kind of genetic propensity for obsession or destructive behavior. That might be one factor in this puzzle of why your son did what he did.
It all has to do with Social Security for the disabled. Now, the idea is that if you lose your job because of physical or mental impairment, you can qualify for disability income. But who would ever guess that you could qualify because you are criminally insane to the point of having killed someone? Which in some cases, killers are getting more in benefits than the families of their victims.
More than 100,000 people have been evacuated along the Gulf Coast from Florida to Louisiana as Hurricane Helene moves menacingly toward land. The slow-moving storm, already packing 100-mile-an-hour winds, is expected to come ashore tomorrow. FBI agents have arrested a dozen members of a Puerto Rican independence group in connection with the $7 million Wells Fargo robbery in 1983. The money has not been recovered, and the man who allegedly stole it has taken refuge in Cuba. And the Pentagon said today blood tests for AIDS will be required of all recruits starting no later than October 1st. Now this.
Back to our story. More than two-thirds of American men will lose some or all of their hair over their lifetime. So we've issued a hair-raising challenge to some balding men. Try 5 different techniques for growing hair, everything from surgery to a laser comb, to see which works best. Will any of our guys see the results they're hoping for?
With the concert tour set to begin here at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night, the events of today were aimed at changing the tour's image from that of a money-making machine maximizing profits to a musical venture accessible to more of its fans. Stone Phillips, ABC News, Kansas City.
18 months after their wedding, the marriage of Glenn and Lynn Turner had turned frosty as a freezer. They were sleeping in separate bedrooms, that is, when Lynn Turner was actually home. According to her husband's friends, she had a new man in her life. Glenn Turner had finally decided he was going to move out and leave his wife and his marriage behind. He never got the chance. Just like her earlier marriage, Lynn Turner's relationship with Randy Thompson had hit troubled waters. History was repeating itself in other ways as well. Lynn Turner's husband had died suddenly following a mysterious illness. Now Randy Thompson had also quite suddenly become ill. Maybe you saw this picture of Ted Danson in blackface. He was at a private banquet last Friday night to roast his girlfriend Whoopi Goldberg. To some, it was all in good fun, but other guests felt Danson had gone over the line. Well, that's something many people feel this man does every weekday morning by pushing the limits of decency and free speech. Tonight, you decide. Your references to women are almost always obsessed with their looks, their bodies. Many feel, and even some men feel, that you are demeaning to them. A doctor has to decide whether to risk his career to try to save a dying woman. She's been rushed to the ER after a heart attack. And like most Americans, her family didn't know that the kind of hospital she was taken to would determine the kind of treatment she would get. Her life was in danger, but if her doctor broke the rules, so was his career. What would he do? What would you do?
When you ask yourself that question, Joyce, when you're alone with yourself and you wonder why it happened, what answers do you come up with? What questions do you have about the origins of his madness, if you will?
Were there times when your dad may have been closer to discovering what was going on than even he knew? Times where you got worried that maybe he would find something out? Other close calls? Were you relieved to be arrested? Explain. How did you feel when you first heard about the crimes, about the nature of the crimes he'd committed?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips. I'm Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips. I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips was born on December 2nd, 1954, in Texas City, Texas, as Stone Stockton Phillips. With a name like that, you know that he was just destined for greatness from birth. Stone graduated with honors from Yale University with a Bachelor of Arts degree in philosophy. This tells us that Stone is a man of deep rumination. He was also the starting quarterback on Yale's 1976 Ivy League champion football team, the Bulldogs. He won Yale's F. Gordon Brown Award for Outstanding Academic and Athletic Leadership. We can deduce from all of this that Stone is a very well-rounded man. His parents, Victor and Grace, bestowed a badass name upon him at birth, and he took that name and just ran with it, excelling at academics, athletics, and pursuing his deep love of philosophical thought. He has been married to the same woman, Deborah Del Toro, since 1985. 33 years, and counting, of love and fidelity with the same woman in an industry where many of his peers have gone through multiple divorces, sex scandals, and all manner of other unspeakable debaucheries. Stone Phillips is a beacon in a dark and filthy world. Stone and Deborah have one child, a son awesomely named Streeter. Stone himself stands at an impressive height of 6'2". His current weight is, sadly, unknown. Stone is a member of the Yale secret society group Skull and Keys. Who knows what sorts of bizarre rituals he's been involved with? Perhaps a little late-night grave robbing? There are, unfortunately, a lot of things that we don't really know about Stone Phillips. When we see him on broadcast television, he is constantly telling us his name. But he never really shares intimate details about who he is or what his life is like. What are his favorite foods? How about his favorite books? What are his favorite films? What kind of music does Stone Phillips listen to? What are his favorite hobbies? Does he like to drink? Maybe smoke a few doobs in his garage with old colleagues and such on weekends? Does he prefer the left or right side of the bed? Or maybe he hogs the middle, leaving Deborah to struggle for what little real estate remains on either side of the mattress. Does he brush or floss first? How does he like his rolls of toilet paper? Under or over? What brand of shampoo does he favor? What scent of cologne does he wear? Is he friendly and personable in real life? Or is he standoffish? When was the last time Stone Phillips wept? And what was the cause of those tears? What sorts of thoughts keep Stone Phillips awake at night, tossing and turning in bed? Is he still upset over the NBC budget cuts that ended his tenure on Dateline? Does he have nightmares of the time he spent with Jeffrey Dahmer? Who or what is Stone Phillips' spirit animal? Who does Stone Phillips turn to for inspiration and guidance? Does he like the outdoors? Does he like partying in crowded nightclubs? His polo shirt soaked with perspiration as his body gyrates wildly to the DJ's pulsing beat. What are his vices? We all know that every man has them. Maybe he enjoys a little nose candy when Deborah is out with her friends. Maybe he's a gambler. Or maybe he's a sex addict. Does he believe in God? Does he believe in life after death? Is he happy? What does he fantasize about at night? Does he listen to the radio? Is he listening to this broadcast right now? And if he is, then what does he think of it? And if he isn't, then what is Stone Phillips doing right now? I don't mean in general with his life and career. I mean at this very moment in time, what is Stone Phillips doing? He is obviously out there in the world right now somewhere. So where is he? And what is he up to? For some reason, I absolutely must know. If any of my listeners out there has a visual on Stone, please call the station or send us a letter in the mail. I just need to know where Stone Phillips is at. I need to know that he is okay. It's funny how that happens. You see these same television news personalities day in and day out on your TV. And after all those days and weeks and years of exposure, you begin to feel in some strange way like you actually know these people. They have become a part of the fabric of your daily life. I have seen Stone Phillips, for example, more than I have seen some very close friends and loved ones of mine, either because we live in different states or simply because we are all too busy. But I have spent countless hours with Stone Phillips, listening to him recount grisly tales of murder and betrayal, as well as uplifting stories about individuals who overcame harrowing real-life experiences. I have spent a lot of time with Stone Phillips, and yet he never throws me a bone. On the air, his demeanor is mysterious, almost omnipotent. He constantly tells me his name, but he reveals nothing about the man behind that name. The facts that I do know about him are facts that I was able to dig up by searching through public records and online databases. But Stone himself remains elusive. Yet, I do feel like I know him. I feel like I am in some way invested in his life and well-being. He has endeared himself to me. And yet, I do not and will not ever truly get to know him. So I have resorted to the next best thing. I've converted my garage into a massive shrine devoted to Stone Phillips. There is a large oaken offering table, upon which I've placed hundreds of candles, along with several large framed photographs of Stone Phillips, dishes filled with coins, small gemstones, eggs, and other valuables given up as tribute. My old workbench has been converted into a sacrificial altar, and every night, I scour the neighborhood for rats to sacrifice in the name of Stone Phillips. I fill small brass bowls with rat's blood, then I pour it all over my body while reciting impassioned odes to Stone Phillips. But the centerpiece of my shrine is, without a doubt, the large fiberglass display case in the center of my garage. For that case contains an actual piece of Stone Phillips. Yes. If you look closely in the middle of the case, you will see a shard from the left middle toe of Stone Phillips. How I acquired this particular relic is a bit too complicated to get into here, but what's important is that I did acquire a shard from the left middle toe of Stone Phillips, and I keep it here in my garage shrine for any and all who wish to come and kneel before it. Just please close the door behind you when you leave. Sometimes I find myself lying awake at night, wondering what Stone Phillips might be up to. Perhaps he is curled up next to Deborah, dreaming of his old glory days as a bulldog, whipping that pigskin like his very life depended on it, hungry for the glory and recognition that was destined to be his. Or maybe he is cruising the streets with Jane Pauley, carousing. Wherever he may be, and whatever he may be up to, I hope he knows that he has a very big fan in me. I'm more of a devotee, actually. Or perhaps a disciple. And I am here now to share with you the Gospel of Stone Phillips.
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 Here again is Stone Phillips.
Want to hear some staggering statistics? The average age when kids start drinking alcohol is 12 and a half. They start smoking dope before age 12. Now that's hard proof that even young kids aren't too young to learn about drugs and drinking. So teach them now before they learn on the streets. The more you know about it, the more you know you have to talk to your kids early, because later can be too late.
That would be in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Whatever. My nipples are cold in Italy today. I mean, the people are cold in Italy today. With winds up to 9 million miles per hour. And, all the little chickens will poop on Italians. Excuse me, Jake, will you come here please, Jake? Is this right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It doesn't look right, but it's right.
Okay, alright then. The little chickens will poop on the Italians. And we'll be right back after we take a commercial break. Okay, we're back. I'm Stone Phillips. As you know, the computer's all messed up. I'm Stone Phillips. And, we're experiencing technical difficulties. So, I'm Stone Phillips. And, the stock market is down today because, Bill Gates screwed a whole bunch of stuff up and, NASDAQ is down 45 cents and all the other stuff's down 51. I don't really know the names, so I'm just gonna read to you the stocks. Number one is down 42 cents. Number two is down $5.31, and then $1.53, and then 47 cents, and then 44 cents, 41 cents, 41 cents, 53 cents, 45 cents, 51 cents, $1.06, 43 cents, $1.36, down 46 cents, $2.20, $1.53, $1.13, 50 cents, $5.15, 43 cents, $1.50. Okay, that's the end of the stock market. I'm Stone Phillips, and that's about it for everything today. That's the news. I'm Stone Phillips, and we'll be back tonight with the 6 o'clock news at 11 o'clock. Thank you, and good night. Jake, how do you... Okay, this isn't working. This just is not working, all right? I'm trying to do the news and everything, and I'm not even Stone Phillips. I'm just an impersonator.
A baby goes into the water. A mother asleep on a towel. What would you do? Good evening. The trampoline, children's play toy, or vicious backyard killer? You decide.
I am Stone Phillips.
I am Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I am Stone Phillips.
I am Stone Phillips.
I am Stone Phillips.
I am Stone Phillips.
Je suis Stone Phillips.
I am Stone Phillips.
I am Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
Ich bin Stone Phillips.
Ich bin Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips. We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
We are all Stone Phillips.
NBC Universal, this is Operator 18.
Hello?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I was calling to see, I'm wondering if I can speak with. I'm trying to find out why Stone Phillips is no longer on Dateline.
Well, sir, unfortunately, I don't have anyone specifically that I can transfer you to give you that answer. I can transfer your call to a viewer's comment line and you can leave your views there.
But you personally don't know what happened to Stone Phillips?
Sir, that's the best I can do for you. No, I am just a switchboard operator, sir. They give us only...
If you don't know Stone Phillips?
Sir, I am answering your question to the best of my ability. They do not give the switchboard that information. I'll transfer your call to a viewer's comment line. Please feel free to leave your questions and views there. Thank you.
Yes, yes, thank you very much.
Please leave comments and they will be forwarded to the appropriate parties.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm very upset that Stone Phillips is no longer on Dateline. I used to watch Dateline regularly. It was one of my favorite programs. But the real appeal to me in watching the program was, in fact, Stone Phillips. And I tried to give it a shot since Stone Phillips has been gone with all these new clowns you've got on the air. But it just isn't the same. You need to bring Stone Phillips back. Bring him back.
I'm Stone Phillips.
My name is Stone Phillips. I am currently the anchor of Dateline NBC, a news broadcast, primetime news magazine for the NBC television network. And boy, what a fascinating, wonderful job it has been for me. And so much of the credit really goes to drugs and drinking. After graduating from alcohol, I went on to smoking dope. And I like to say that I have a Yale degree and a
need for control,
because that's how I felt about it. It's hard to even really express how great I felt
something sexual and the dismemberment of the bodies.
Miss Wyman was my first teacher, then Miss Harris, and then there was Parkway South, and I don't remember a whole lot about Parkway South because I think mostly I was thinking about this really cute transfer student from Brentwood, a great swimmer, Julie Harris, if you're out there somewhere. I'm still thinking about you, baby.
Something sexual in the dismemberment of the bodies.
The average age when kids start drinking alcohol is 12 and a half.
Something sexual in the dismemberment of the bodies.
They start smoking dope before age 12.
Something sexual in the dismemberment of the bodies.
Now that's hard proof that even young kids aren't too young to learn about drugs and drinking.
Something sexual in the dismemberment of the bodies.
So teach them now before they learn on the streets.
Something sexual in the dismemberment of the bodies.
The more you know about it, the more you know you have to talk to your kids early.
Something sexual in the dismemberment of the bodies.
Because later can be too late.
Something sexual in the dismemberment of the bodies.
I'm Stone Phillips.
Hello, I'm Keith Morris.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Brokaw.
I'm Stephen Holt.
I'm Daniela Guzman.
I'm Brian Williams.
I'm Dan Rather.
I'm Kitty Kirk.
Hey, I'm John Drury.
I'm Bill Curtis.
I'm Ted Koppel.
I'm Connie Chun.
This is Walter Cronkite.
I'm Peter Jennings.
I'm Lisa Ling.
I'm Ron Major.
And I'm Joan Esposito. Carol is off tonight.
I'm Jane Pauley in New York.
I'm Chris Hansen.
I'm Barbara Walters.
And I'm Hugh Dow.
My name is Stone Phillips.
Comics, can I help you?
Yes, I'm wondering, what do you think of Stone Phillips?
Stone Phillips?
Yes, the television news personality.
I don't follow Stone Phillips, so I have no opinion.
That's very unfortunate.
How can I help you?
Who is your favorite news presenter?
You know, I usually check out the news on YouTube, so it's like just a spatter of people, so. By yours.
That's also very unfortunate. Goodbye.
Tonight, shocking revelations in the case of an Ohio school principal whose filing cabinets held gruesome secrets. Then, if you have ever sat naked on a hotel bedspread, we have got a chilling report you won't want to miss. We invited Mother Teresa to respond to these charges. In the interest of full disclosure, I should state that this reporter has a similar body piercing. Oh, what a to-do to die today at a minute or two to two. A thing distinctly hard to say, but harder still to do. For they'll beat a tattoo at 20 to 2, a rat-a-tat-tat, a tat-a-tattoo. And the dragon will come when he hears the drum at a minute or two to two today. At a minute or two to two. You know, I am glad that in some small way, I have been able to be an inspiration to you. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips. I'm Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I'm Stone Phillips.
I like steak, lamb, and pork chops, but you couldn't make me eat rabbit or horse.
Listening to The Mind's Ear on Free Radio Santa Cruz. The preceding program was entitled
Stone Phillips.
This program was produced by Ernestus Jiminy Child. For more information, visit www.themindsear.com. stonefillips.com. Tune in next week at the same time for another installment of The Mind's Ear, right here on Freak Radio 101.3 FM.
I'm Stone Phillips.